This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, yeah, The Weeknd. I love it. The Weeknd continues. Wasted Times is what the song is called, and if you've wasted your whole long weekend, guess what? You've got today, which is supposed to be a working day, although I don't think everybody's working, and then tomorrow is a holiday again. Isn't that nice? Today is the it's also the day of the Castle Light Unlocks concert, so a lot of people are going to be excited about that. You've got tomorrow to recover.
Ooh. Yeah.
Tomorrow's Workers' Day, but it's also our fourth birthday, and Crystal made a beautiful cake from Sensational Sugar. It's a beautiful yellow and black, which are our colors, cake. It's got it's huge. I mean, there's a lot of cake in there. It's probably about the size of a KFC bucket.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
Isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
No,
yes.
It's about the size of a KFC bucket. It's got
my vegetarian self is answering.
It's
that.
Geometric in its composition,
mm-hmm.
And black and yellow are the main constituent colors. And then it's got a nice sign with our logo on it on top. It's beautiful. So thank you, Crystal. That's our birthday celebration cake for tomorrow, which we're celebrating today.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I had to remember to pack some champagne into the car this morning.
Woo! Cake and champagne.
Yes.
Halala, guys. Yo,
very
can
excited.
It be our birthday every day?
So we're also auditioning a couple of people. We asked people to send us a short description of themselves that gave like 100 words, no more than that. If you can describe yourself in 100 words, you know, put your best foot forward, give us an idea of what you're all about. We're looking to hire people. We've got a couple of things going on here at Cliff Central. Things are growing, expanding after 4 years. We're ready to start doing new and interesting things. And we thought, you know what? Rather than advertising the traditional way, let's talk to the people who already know what we're about and see what they have to offer. So we've got our panel, our esteemed panel this morning of the producer of the show, Sia Sangweni.
Please, executive producer.
Executive producer of the show.
Thanks, my title is important. The
queen of the show, Mabali Moloi.
Oh, I thought I...
No. Yeah, I'll have none of your homophobic slurs this morning. Thank you, Sia.
Yes, hello.
Yes. And Ben, who of course handles a lot of the writing that you see on the website has to do with our show, is from Ben. And of course, he's also our sports guy and our contributor in a number of other ways.
So. Yeah, I'm actually more behind the scenes in the show,
yes,
than I often let off.
That's true. Yeah. And up to a short while ago, we had other people in the back room, and it's sort of been on rotation for a little bit. So we're looking for someone who can offer something completely different. And among those roles might end up being things to do with this show in particular. So we thought we'd meet the contestants, the possible candidates for this job. The first one of them is standing outside ready to be quizzed and grilled by the team. So let's get straight out there and find out who we've got first. Who wants to start off with this interview? We've got to do this according to strict HR principles, right,
oh,
Sia?
Oh,
are there
yes.
any rules?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't think there are.
No,
there are no rules here, right? And
not,
if you work with us,
here.
There are no rules either. So let's meet the first contestant for this morning. Kyle Grootboom is a self-described mixture of colored and Xhosa, sealed in a tall, dark, and handsome body. How do you like that for a description?
Wow. Yeah, well, okay then.
He tries to think more logically than differently, and he's obsessed with computer technology. So that sounds like a good place to start. Hey, Kyle, what's up, man?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
All right. So we're not going to allow you into the studio because you're not important enough yet.
Wow.
You're gonna stand at the outside microphone, and that's where you begin.
Although, Kyle looks more important than any of us. And
yes,
I'm talking, he's wearing, you know, he's got the suit look going.
He's dressed very
and
well.
And we usually look like we've
slobs.
Just rolled out of bed.
Slobs.
Most days of the week,
because
Kyle.
Because we
my
just
My
belly
has no pants on. No pants.
Forgot again. That's like the third time this year.
She sometimes comes in a dressing gown.
Oh, boy.
It is an HR violation.
With a net.
Yes.
All right, so Kyle, what do you want to do? I mean, what's your ambition? What would be your, if you could see yourself in a year or two from now, what would you like to be doing? Where would you like to be?
Okay, I would definitely would like to be working with people, communicating with people, always debating, arguing.
Because working with people, you know, I mean, someone who wipes old people's asses in a retirement home, that's
yeah.
working with people, but that's oh. not what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking more about working with people's minds,
right.
not with their bodies. I'm interested
yes.
in the mind, so yes. So if I can communicate with you and connect with you on that level, then yeah.
All right, very
that's
good.
What I,
any special skills that we need to know about?
Any
languages spoken? Technical skills?
I'm a public speaker. I'm a debater. All
right.
That's why I use logic. I like arguing.
Okay.
I think I'm good with computers.
Likes arguing.
I don't know.
This is a good line for someone.
Arguing is good. On this show, there's always a lot of argument.
That's why I listened to the show, and that's why I started listening to the show.
And you know that we encourage people to have their own opinion here, even if they're in the minority. I mean, often Sia will fight against Ben and Mabali and I when we think we're right, and poor Sia, to his credit, he doesn't allow himself to be trampled on. You wouldn't let yourself be trampled on.
I don't think so, no, definitely not. As I said, I'm tall, dark and handsome, and also Xhosa, so I don't think I'll ever allow that.
Because we don't have a lot of Xhosa on the show. We sometimes get a little bit of Sotho. We sometimes get a little bit of Zulu. Mm. But we don't get a lot of Xhosa.
Yeah, but I'm not Xhosa. I'm more colored than Xhosa.
Well, we don't have a lot of colored either.
And that's awesome.
You've still got the boxes checked.
Yes, the box.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, Kyle, so where are you from?
I am from the Western Randfontein, actually.
Oh, no.
A little township
immediately counts you out.
No, it doesn't.
Where?
Randfontein, the West Rand.
Yes.
It's a small mining town. I don't know if you know about it.
Called?
Randfontein.
Oh. No. Could try again. Where?
Okay, I'll put it on the map. It's on the West Rand next to Kriersdorp.
Oh, my God. All right. You're from that far on the West Rand.
Sure. Yes, but I'm currently living in Pretoria, but I'm always in and around Joburg. I'm currently in Joburg because I'm going to Chance the Rapper tonight.
Yes.
Yay. Hey.
All right. Any job at the moment or are you unemployed?
I'm technically a student, so I don't know if I'm unemployed or if I do have a job. Okay. I think I have a job being a student, so yes.
Okay. Oh. Well, how much work are you doing with this student thing?
How much work am I doing? Yeah. I think enough, but not a lot.
What are you studying?
I study law.
Oh.
Currently my second year.
All right. Oof.
As I said, I like arguing.
Yeah.
I like doing.
Yeah.
What's wrong with law?
No.
Nothing.
I studied law and I never finished.
Yes. It's just a little bit resentful there.
I'm not. No, my parents are resentful. I'm not. Really not. All right, Kyle. Well, it sounds very interesting. You managed to get around on your own? Are you reasonably good at driving cars?
Yes, you know, I am recent.
Because you'll have to fetch Sia's dry cleaning and that kind of thing.
Yes.
If he wants me to, I would.
Fantastic. My intimates need to be dry cleaned because they're made of lace.
Intimates?
Wow.
You wear lace underwear, Sia? Good Lord. We discover new things about you every day.
I can't.
I'm just saying.
I think what you just did was a kind of sexual harassment, wasn't it?
Oh,
it was, actually, yes.
Yep, noted.
Can I speak to HR, please?
But once again, because there is no HR, we let off the hook here. That's how it works.
All right. So, Kyle, very good to meet you.
Okay.
Our first... of our candidates here this morning. Go and grab a seat, get to know the others, and discover their weaknesses so that you exploit those to your own advantage.
Okay,
right?
Will do. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. All right, there we go. So there's Kyle.
That is good. Working with
first.
People's minds, he says.
Yes,
loves communicating.
Loves a good
very
fight.
Very good. Okay, so that's the Studying first of our candidates.
Okay.
He seems like he's a smart guy too, right?
So are we doing this in rounds, or is that just a once-off? Like that's
well,
him,
no, we'll come back to him a little later. Just so we can meet everybody. You know, none of us have met.
So this is like the intro round.
Well, as Ben pointed out in a meeting we had last week, it kills two birds with one stone, because first of all, we let the audience see what's going on behind the scenes, and they help us to choose this person for this job. But also, it takes up less of our time because we do it during
spot on because we
during the show.
Yeah, right. It's all about us. They must also learn that.
All right. So now let's meet the next of our candidates, Koketso Lekgodi, and Koketso is actually a graduate in media studies from the University of Limpopo, majored in radio production, film, TV, and print. So quite some qualifications there. Originally from Shanguve, which is near me, and runs a blog which focuses a number of things from features to entertainment, all kinds of stuff. And here she is. So let's say hello to Koketso. Good morning, Koketso. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, and yourself?
Good, good, good. Okay, well, where do we begin with you? You're from Sosh, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You still there or have you moved somewhere?
I'm still there.
Okay. There's a bit of a drive this morning.
What?
It's a bit of a drive. It's not exactly around the corner.
I can hear you.
You can't hear us properly? Someone turn up those speakers so that she can hear what we're talking about. I'm asking how far Soshanguve is from here, because it's a long way.
It is a long way, but I've been sleeping at a friend's so that I can get here.
You also going to Chance the Rapper with Kyle tonight by any chance?
Okay.
All right. No. So tell us about yourself. I mean, what's your special skill? What's your superpower?
I'm a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like reading people's minds, working with them. Like, I'm just fascinated by how people think, how they behave, and the works.
Well, we've got some pretty interesting candidates for you to observe here.
A lot of minds to read.
We'll start with Sia and Mabali. I mean, what do you think their thinking is aligned to? Where do you think Sia's going at the moment? What do you think he's consumed with this morning? You said you could read minds. Uh-oh. Let's do this. Sia.
He probably wants to torture us. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's a good start.
Very good.
That's a good response.
She does have mind reading powers.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure everyone's happy this morning. That's all.
Now, you know, Kuketso, the people in the show have got very strong personalities. Some days, Sia and Mabali and I might be very combative. Some days we might come in here and make your life a misery. That would be terrible. Would you be able to handle it?
I would be able to handle it. I mean, I believe in adapting to new environments, so I wouldn't find it hard to actually be in your space where it's difficult.
Okay, and how would you handle that? Would you just try to be friendly and get the job done, or would you confront us and say, hey, look, you're being a total bitch this morning, stop
it. I would confront you.
You would? I like that. That's strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One-on-one approach. No.
Mm-hmm. And if Mabali actually hit you over the head with something, then of course you could report it to HR.
I would never actually do that, though.
Listen, I don't know.
She wouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You see?
Thank you, speaking
again
to
with
soon,
the mind reading.
Okay.
All right, let's open it to the floor. Ben, a question for Kuketso.
If you are at an open bar, what do you choose to drink?
At an open bar?
Yeah, it's open bar. So you don't have to worry about your own expenses here. You can just basically let it rain on anything. What is it?
I prefer gin.
Yes. Okay.
That's good, because gin drink is a psychopath. We worked that a long time ago. So you'd fit it. It's a very good answer.
That needs to be noted. She loves gin.
All right. So she's already endeared herself to the team.
All right. Mabali, any piercing, prodding, personal questions from you?
Unfortunately, on this show, we have quite a bad track record of oversleeping.
Yes.
And coming in late for shows. some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a morning person? Are you an early bird kind of person? Do you have difficulty in that department?
I don't want to lie. I'm not a morning person. I hate mornings.
Oh.
But I can make it.
If we sent you out to do interviews with just random people on the street, would you be able to handle walking up to a stranger with a microphone and asking them questions?
Most definitely. You don't have
any issues with that?
No.
Because, I mean, sometimes people get a little intimidated, you know?
I intimidate people.
I like that.
Ooh.
I think that's powerful. How are the writing skills? I mean, we've already had Kyle busy boasting about his writing skills, so now how do you think you would compare?
I think I'm fairly good. I'm still learning.
Uh-huh.
But I will get there someday.
What's your blog called?
Le Rodi Media.
Le Rodi. Oh, Media. Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
All
That's
right. Le Rodi is your surname, right?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Got you. Okay. So there we go. You've already got your own media blog going, and therefore you probably want to start your own media business one day. I mean, it's totally possible.
I want to be your biggest competition.
There we go.
Oh, snap.
See, I like that too. We know what we're up against. Okay. Very good. No, you got to be thinking ahead of the crew. You got to be thinking ahead of the curve here. So thank you very much. There we go. That's Kuketso, everybody. The second of our contestants for this morning for the position. And unlike most organizations, we do not do our auditions in one interview after the other. We don't check your files with the police.
Oh, sure. We could be working with a psychopath,
We probably are.
Does anyone get any...
sitting right here, Sia. She's been sitting here
the whole
time. She's been sitting here for 4 years.
Quietly for 4 years, murdering people and dissolving them in acid.
Yes.
I just...
Lose their fingerprints.
I just lock them up in a dungeon. I don't actually...
Yes, that's true.
Does anyone get extra points for dressing well?
Yes.
Well, okay. So far all of our candidates are dressed very well. I wouldn't say any of them looks anything but dressed well. Mm. The next of our candidates we're going to meet is Nyakalo Mokwena. Nyakalo, very nice to meet you.
Hi, guys.
All right. So tell us about yourself. Go on. Give us a little description.
I'm all the way from the Val.
Okay.
Typical accountant, as they would say. And basically, I'm very good with analytics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with numbers as well.
Oh my gosh, you would be an absolute anomaly on the show.
None of us can even.
We don't know how to add.
No, someone stole our abacus last week and we've been lost.
And it takes us about 15 minutes to figure out 12 minus 6.
It's bad.
Very bad.
And well, basically, I'm challenging myself this year to get out of my comfort zone and not do the usual, you know, regarding finance and all those. I'm just trying to put myself in a position where I'm open to brighter things in a creative space as well. Uh-huh. Because with my current career, it's actually made me realize that I do have a creative side that I just have not untapped.
See, I like this. I really like this a lot because many people are... They think that they should be described by what they do. And in your case, you studied accounting, you work in retail right now, and maybe that's something that you aren't the best at. You might have overlooked some aspect of your personality that that another job might be able to show you. And I love that. I love that we're living in a time where you don't have to study accounting and become an accountant, right? It's very exciting. All right, so Sia, what's your question here for Yagano?
Well, what's your favorite Beyonce song? Everyone has one, right?
I don't have a...
Okay, that's it.
I have more than one.
There we go. My girl.
Oh, gosh.
Look, for some of us, that could count as a plus.
No, I'm making the notes. I'll handle the scoring from here on out.
All right. Serious question, though, Sia? Come, something useful?
No, is this subjective? But anyway, I already like the fact that she studied accounting, but she's pursuing something different, and that already says she's fierce enough to handle things. But in a role or a situation like CliffCentral.com, where would you see yourself, or where would you like to see yourself?
I would love to see myself in more in the background than in the forefront, basically in the brains of...
Please, can we hire her? We need brains so desperately on the show.
Brains.
Like, we've got so much forefronting here.
Perhaps, you know, the movement of thinking ahead, going forward.
So you listen to the show. What would you like to incorporate or change?
I wouldn't change anything.
No, it's bad because there's lots that we can improve on, right? There's lots that we can do.
Yes, there's always room for improvement, but I wouldn't change anything. But I feel like there's always, like you said, Gareth, room for improvement. So,
okay, so
like...
There could be that one element that I could bring in, maybe that is not there because I'm not well coerced in this industry.
Okay.
Because the one thing I've picked up is that with people who are in a certain industry, they usually have blinders on, so they don't see
often,
a bigger picture.
Often Mabali will look at me and go, your problem is you have the blinders on.
Yes.
And she's right.
Yes.
Here's a tough question. All right. If you had to fire... one of the four people.
Now we're talking.
Because you might be in a position to have to do that at some point. And don't feel that you're going to be victimized for this. Choose that person and let's just imagine that you had the power to fire them. I'd be curious to know
choose them and of course why. Why do you want to fire Sia?
And don't be shy. And don't be afraid.
No, but it's not about shyness, guys. Like, firing one of you is, I feel like it would be a breakdown of the show, actually. Because you guys as a team, you make the show what it is. Hence, I'm an avid listener.
Okay. Well, that's I suppose that's the right answer politically. And
I'm getting rid of I'm getting rid of Ben ASAP. He's got to go. Out.
Okay. All right.
You, buddy. There's a lot of stairs in this place to get back to your car.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in the Val.
Okay, so that's also that's a distance. I mean, you're coming from that side, and Kogetso's coming from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are you looking for in a job? What would turn you on? What would keep you really excited and make you thrilled to come to work every day?
I love challenges.
Uh-huh.
I'm very afraid of routine. The minute something becomes a routine, I actually start detaching myself.
Yeah, the only routine we have is that we try more or less to be around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the kind
emphasis on try.
Try very hard.
That's like 6 minutes past six. But
yeah, all right. You know what we mean. All right. When it comes to like creative ideas, and we often try to get a lot of wacky people on here with different opinions. When last were you really, really offended by something?
Actually, I have a story that happened recently where, so like I'm in retail, so yes. I'm a assistant planner.
Uh-huh.
So I have to do a lay down, and that's basically where you showcase a clothing range, for instance.
Oh, okay.
But now as a planner, I've been put in a tough position.
Yes.
So I came up with this brilliant concept of how about in our suiting range, because I work in formal, okay, how about we add a bit of print to our suits to, yes, go with the September, October wedding theme, you know,
yes,
but not too much, just like a turn up here and there, a bit of subtle print, you know, so that, uh-huh, we are accommodative.
I can see this creative stuff coming through here. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So we're accommodative of the guy who is fashion forward, but at the same time doesn't want to be too fashion forward.
No, it's not. We're not talking a Somizi here.
Yeah, basically. Okay. And then the exec buyer looked at the suit when it came in from the supplier, and he completely shut it down.
So your idea was thrown away.
And it was thrown away. He was just complaining about the whole thing. And it actually did. I took a huge offense to it.
Yeah.
Only to realize, because I'm in Edgar's. So now in the jet department, they're actually doing exactly what I had proposed in Edgar's.
So maybe the wrong brand, wrong time.
Exactly.
But a good idea.
Hmm.
All right. And you're not afraid to just walk up to strangers and ask them questions?
No, not at all.
All right. How about talking to famous people? Does it make you nervous?
Like
if we have to bring in a former president or something here, are you going to get nervous about that?
No, not Jacob.
So, all right, imagine you're on the phone now to his secretary.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm very well. Who would you like to speak to?
Excuse me?
Would you like to speak to the former president?
Jacob.
Yes, Mr. Zuma. Don't call him Jacob. Who are you?
Face to face or over the phone?
No, on the phone now. You want to book him as a guest. That's what you told me.
Oh, okay. No, I can speak to Jacob.
Hello.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm very good. What do you want from me today?
Before we carry on with this conversation, I'd just like to put it out there that I'm already taken.
Oh. Okay, I'm coming next Tuesday.
That escalated so quickly.
You see?
All right, there we go. That
efficient,
well.
Straight to the point.
She knows, and she's protecting herself. She's I'm going to let this guy take advantage. All right, I like it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There we go. So far we've met Kyle and Koketso and Nyakalo. And our next contestant that we're going to meet is Dandazo.
Get it right, Gareth.
All right, Dandazo. I got to what? Did I screw that up?
You did.
How?
Firstly, I'm freaking out. That's why I'm grabbing hold of the turd.
Yeah, he's got the turd cushion off the sofa.
Well, if it brings you comfort, then
yes.
Do what needs to be done.
By the way, 1 second, please. Hey, Amanda.
Yes.
Is it Amanda or Amanda?
Amanda.
Yeah, she took offense when I called her Amanda Momberg.
Oh,
Romberg.
Yes.
Momberg. So you screwed that up on two fronts.
Oh, Vicky Momberg.
Jesus.
That took us a second, but that's funny.
We were slow. All right. So listen, first of all, you've said that what we need and what we're missing on the show, and I like this, you said that we need a real rural or township type black person on the show.
Because I'm still looking for a black person out here. The last black person to be here was
watch
this,
out. Mabali's going to get medieval on you.
No, I'm not.
I'm about to crack open my Vaseline. All right,
so what do you mean by that?
Anything but Sia.
Okay,
anything but Mabali.
All right. And I'm not black enough?
Love for
I'm not black enough either?
You're trying.
Actually, you have a Jamaican great
yes, how dare you?
Yeah.
You're as ducky as they come, Gareth.
Thank you.
That's how I've been following you around.
Yes, sure.
No, so you would be that guy that's then missing on the show?
I would imagine so, yes.
I like the
attitude. How do you prove that blackness of yours?
There's nothing to prove when you're black. You're just black, yo. You're just undandas. That's it.
Oh.
All
right. But there must be some special skills that you think you have.
I don't know. Besides being black, that's also a skill, Gareth.
It's not really. It's not enough. We've got to have more from you.
Well,
I mean, if you were applying for a role in government, sure, it's enough. But here we're looking for people with more, you know?
I think it's a creative environment that you guys are in here, and I'd love to be in that kind of space.
All right. I mean, I like your fearlessness. You seem to me to have, you know, you've got a lot of confidence.
For me, it's more about just immersing myself in an environment where I can learn.
What would you like to learn? I mean, ideally, if you walk away from this in like a year or two from now, maybe you work here for 4 or 5 years. I mean, we're turning 4. You could be here that long. What would you like to take away? I mean, would you like to be able to say that you're a you know, media personality? Would you like to be able to say that you can, you know, the background behind the scenes stuff? What would you like to be able to do?
I think anything that sprouts from this, I'll just run with it, because I'm more of a person who lives in the moment. So I can't really tell what's going to happen 2 years, 3 years from now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm more keen to just be in this space and just enjoy it for what it's got to offer.
Are you a hard worker?
All the time. Oh. Big time.
Okay, what's been your hardest job so far?
What I'm doing right now, I'm working at a fish and chips. My boss is the biggest a-hole around. I hope he's not listening. No, he doesn't listen to this kind of station.
You work at the fish and chip shop.
Yes, right. I fry potatoes day in, day out.
Yes, this is not fun.
When we're blanching them.
How are your hands?
Look at that.
Oh my God, they're ruined.
Yeah, that needs a good.
It's basically it's basically a claw. And show us that again.
And of course, difficult customers.
Sure.
The likes of Abosia who walk
in. Yes, exactly. Like, exactly.
We're fish and chips fish. Here. We're selling fish and chips. We can't. It's
can
fish.
I the fish, but
and
I don't
chips.
Want. I don't want the fish to be overcooked or undercooked. I want it to be like 28 degrees when I cut it open. Yeah.
And some walk into the shop with their meowses and stuff like that, and they're like,
right. Could you cook a meowses?
Yes. And I'm like, no.
So how do you deal with the difficult customers?
I sort of smile and just shuffle away and then like call the cashier to come attend to this difficult customer, because I know I get very angry and I'm like, so yeah.
Well, I mean, he's got a good look to him.
Sure.
Am I doable, Mawale?
Could help in marketing.
I mean, you're not an ugly person.
But am I doable?
This is
I'm South African, but like waist down, I'm Nigerian.
Okay.
Suddenly my buddy just marked you a 10 out of 10. Look at that.
No, good for you. Congratulations. No, I mean, it's a skill, isn't it?
Amanda, do you have a question? Come up to the microphone. Amanda's she's been an intern here for some time, and she understood when she was here what it took. What were the hardest parts of your job when you were interning, Amanda?
The day Lucas gave me the task of making Gareth tea.
Ah, now very important. See, this is very important.
Why was that difficult?
Because Amanda doesn't know how to make tea. Like, it was
the worst, Ben.
It was like dishwater for 2 months.
There's no milk in the tea, so then the cup is really hot.
Also, Amanda's used to having tea made for her.
Yeah,
just to make tea.
Yeah. May I please ask something, Gareth?
Yeah.
Is this where you guys kept Amanda the whole time?
She was in here.
Much better. Okay, cool. Yeah. Sweet.
She had her own little desk and office, and she would take all the calls. Now, we get a lot of calls from some pretty strange people, too. Are you good at handling people on the phone?
I like that. Telephone etiquette, something which Sia doesn't have. Because I know, I've been trying to call the station a couple of times. And he'll be like, who's this? What do you want? To the point, please. And I'm like, no, guy. Please, can we? Hi, how are you? Who's there?
I like this.
You see.
A serious question from Ben.
If in your first week of working here, Mabali were to, say, seduce you and then lock you in her dungeon and forget about you on a Monday, and then you couldn't make work, what would you tell Gareth when Gareth said, look, it's your first week, you're not here, there's got to be a good explanation with this? Would you throw Mabali under the bus, or would you just say something nondescript?
No, I wouldn't. The thing is, I've been fondled before. I've been touched in inappropriate places.
By whom? Who did this?
My current employer.
Oh my God!
What? Wow.
All right. Do you want to? Is this a criminal situation? Must we bring in the police?
No, it's not that horrible. It's not that bad. But he's been making sexually suggestive things and like trying to. Yeah,
he's a gay guy.
How do you deal with him?
He's straight, or at least. Pretends to be straight.
Okay, but he might be. But, he might have a thing for you.
Exactly.
So when would he fondle you? Did he grab your penis, or what? I mean, what's the story?
He didn't take it that far, but he grabbed hold of my behind.
Grab your penis, Jeepers, Cliff! You're a savage. You go straight into it.
McDonald, relax.
Well, I mean, we're talking about Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein. That's what they did.
These things happen.
Oh,
and by the way, there's something that I've noticed, like with the panel, with the. What do you call them?
The other candidates.
They're the candidates.
Yeah.
One of them, whose name I won't mention, is... I think I spotted them on Grindr.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Okay,
so I'm trying to understand here. See, are we organizing this? What's up?
All right. Okay, well, listen, we've heard a lot about you so far.
Dandazzo.
Thank you very much. You can grab a seat. We will be checking out the rest of them and coming back to the candidates a little later on. There are some candidates that we also wanted to get on Skype, but we're not going to do that this morning. We're going to save them for another day. Otherwise, we don't give everybody the required amount of attention. So our last candidate for this morning is Jameen Pakur. Hey, Jameen, did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
All right, Jameen Pakur. Where's that surname from?
Okay, so I think it's French, but I'm not really sure. Let me all just right. give you a bit of a background. So Sia asked me, what's my name? And yeah. I said, Jameen. But my mom actually called me Jermaine. Really, she did. Oh. And when she taught me writing it, she did write Jermaine.
Yeah.
But I think when she wrote it on my birth certificate or the people at Home Affairs, it seemed like Jameen at the time.
Yeah.
And so I just went with it because it made me seem more interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a very unique name.
It's a very...
I'm here for this party.
The surname as well.
Yeah, the surname, I think it means fisherman. When you Google fisherman or Pakur, there's a H behind or after the C, and that means fisherman in French. So I think it comes from there.
All right, so you really are unique.
Yeah, but I'm Tswana, I'm East mainly.
All right, so there's, again, very interesting collection of genetic variants in our candidates for this morning.
Genetic variants.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's start off with what you're actually doing at the moment. What are you up to?
Okay, so I'm a geologist. I work.
We don't have a geologist here, do we?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No. We don't have smart people
I don't
here.
Even know how to spell that geologist.
And I'm a marketer.
Okay.
So I do both. I did geology at Stellenbosch, and then I did marketing after that, and then I did some leadership, future leadership course at VIS after that.
Wow.
But I'm from a little town called Paul. I'm sure you all know Paul.
Paul, yeah. Sure.
And a neighborhood called Chicago in Paul.
Wow.
Now, it's exactly Chicago today, I guess. Not with all the high rises and all that, but it's a typical Cape Flats kind of place.
Right.
And that's where I came from.
All right, so special skills and talents that you think would position you in a better position than all the other people you've heard this morning?
Well, I'm a good storyteller. Let me tell you something. My grandmother used to be... Oh, I grew up with a grandmother who used to stand on the balcony. So when you see the image of the Cape Flats, it's people with balconies, right?
Yeah.
And my cousins would be down there, and my grandmother would see them with a boy and call them up the stairs. And as they come in the house, my grandmother would say, "Do you know so op and die trappel up to where could clop your pussies a clock or less?" You know what I mean? So that's kind of the background.
What a domination.
Some grandmother.
Yeah, so that's the situation. And she would show us with a stone. Like, my cousin and I would be, like, killing
so
the
you
fires
grew up
on
rough.
The field. Yeah, it was kind of rough.
Your grandmother was pretty mean.
And she would call us. She would ask, "Oh, do you guys want ice cream?" And we'd say, "Yes, we want ice cream." Just after hitting a fire dead. And she would stand behind the door, wait for us, until we're in and says, "Oh, yeah, let's brandweer, manna. Let me show you what the brandweer man does." And then she beats us with some stick or something.
But
I love it a bit. I mean, she...
You love her?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, grandmotherly love.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive. The other day she said... so I told her I was gay, right? And so she's like... is that a morphe? I'm like, "Yes, that's a morphe, granny." So she's like, "So we are today, it's a man of a fro." So I'm like,
very old school.
We're both the men, it's fine.
Granny.
All right, well, you know what? I mean, if you can handle a grand like that, you'll be able to handle all of us, right?
Sure. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so your entry was interesting. It was a poem.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
You said, "Cliff Central, you beauty, how long before you're mine? From day one I wanted you. I've dreamed and I've reached those dreams from the ghetto to Bordeaux. I'm thus a self-described dreamer." I mean, it felt like a poem to me.
I guess it just came from my heart. I told you I'm a good storyteller. I didn't write it as a poem. It just came from...
Well,
yeah, from... I was sitting on the couch and just writing it down.
And you're not easily intimidated by people, right?
I wouldn't say that. I just... A defense go up, and my defense is my intelligence. So I feel like I'm the smartest person when I walk into a room all the time. I know that might be an overstatement, but that's just who I am. So I just, when a person comes and I feel like they're intimidating, I just show my ass back to you, and it's like, okay, whatever.
That's it.
I can handle it. It's fine.
All right, writing skills pretty good by the judging by your poem.
Well, relatively good. Yeah. I travel a lot, so I have to do a lot of marketing for my company in a limited word spacing.
Yeah.
And so I try to get the best information out there. And
you're good on social media?
Yes, I am.
All right.
If I try to, you know, sometimes I'm bored. It bores me a lot. So if I try, I do get a lot of retweets.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
And in terms of any other, can you sing?
I can sing, yes.
Oh,
okay.
You know, sometimes that helps.
No. This is a good question to ask, because unfortunately we are stuck with Sia, who breaks out into song every 2 minutes, but he cannot sing.
That is great.
So if we actually had somebody who can sing, that would mean...
Yeah, but this difference. Is not the best moment, because my voice is shaking a bit, so it's not the best moment.
That's fine.
No, we're not going to test you.
No, we're not going to.
You don't have to worry about that. The point of this is not to humiliate anybody.
Okay.
It's to find out about you. All right. Are there any weaknesses and areas that you feel that you you might not be able to step up to?
Not actually. You know, whenever I had a fear, mm-hmm. I just overcame it by doing more and overcompensating with trying to do the best at it as I can. Mm-hmm. Or with what I have, just trying to make the best with that situation. That's always who I've been. Why I told you I came from the ghetto to Bordeaux was actually the whole thing. I've always been a person who was met with great, you know, disadvantages.
Yeah.
But I just made it the best situation that I possibly can. I went into Stellenbosch and paid for it by myself. I got a job that allowed me to travel.
What's the worst job you've done?
Oh, I was a kitchen person. So I poured water in oil. A kitchen as in a help people cooking at some restaurant called Jimmy the Fish.
Oh.
And so I had to put water. Or I don't know, I did something with the water and the water ended up in the fucking oil. And the oil just blasted up, you know. And this guy is looking at me saying, what an idiot you are. And I'm like, guy, no. You're the idiot. Look at where you are.
Yeah,
anyway,
well,
that was it.
Yeah, so you didn't last long in that job.
A day.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
See that? I tell people I was a waiter for a day and I was terrible at it. But I'm actually not proud of it because... it maybe shows that I don't have the discipline required to stick it out. So maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. I do like the fact that you left, though. I mean, like you got out of there. All right, serious question from Sia.
Practically in this environment, what is it that you'd like to do? Are you more... yes, you are creative, but how does that get channeled? Do you want to write? Do you want to host a show? Do you want to produce a show? Would you like to, I don't know, do more OBs? You have a marketing background. What would you like to do with it?
So for me, it will probably be everything, as in to have a show at some point, probably not now. For now, just get the technicality behind what you're supposed to do, how these tables that I'm seeing here work, mm-hmm. And basically just own this thing in like 5 or 10 years with Garrett being in a partnership or on a management level kind of thing. I think he doesn't like management. I've gotten that over time.
Useless.
But the reason why I'm here today is the first time I actually started listening to Garrett, he was on 5 and Mavali was there, and there was a different team altogether, and there was a lady, it was people writing matric, whatever.
Yes.
And so she had written Afrikaans. Apparently she aced everything, but her Afrikaans was crap. So Gareth is like to her, please tell us, baby, how much did you get? And she's like, no, I didn't get that much. Please tell us. And she says 20%. And he says, it's stierkant, and goes straight into a jingle. So I was in bed laughing out loud. And my grandma was like, what is that? And I was like, no, it's this crazy guy called Gareth Clough. And from that day, I have listened to you. That is probably in 2010.
Wow.
And I've been listening ever since.
All right.
So this is part of the dream to work with a person that I actually admire, not blowing warm air up your ass, by the way.
No. This is very important. Now, obviously, we're in a tech world, and we're doing podcasts, and we're doing a lot of stuff that isn't traditional media. So there's lots of room for things to change and to develop. Do you feel that we need to do more visual stuff? Do you think we need to do more video? We need to have more live streaming of the images of what's going on in the studio, that kind of thing?
Well, not necessarily, because when you guys went on Comedy Central,
yes,
and I actually watched the thing, I felt like it wasn't working,
mm-hmm,
because it was, you guys were seriously talking to each other and it brought an image of there's work related to it, where it sounds so effortless when you are not seeing it. So perhaps not, I would think. But I do a bit of work on our company's own website, and we don't have a lot of images, we don't have a lot of words. We just try to get the technicality out of it. I basically think you just need to get the podcast out there, and that'd be it. The short descriptions that you're doing now, I think it works. I really do.
All right. Well, there we go. It's a lot to think about. Anything from you, Mubs?
Well, you know, for somebody that you've listened to over as many years as you've said, what's the one thing you've always wanted to ask this one? No matter how big or small, how serious or funny.
Okay, so I've always found Gareth to be an open-minded person who has what the right would probably deem too liberal a view. And recently I've heard it, a change in tone from you and Ben, I guess. And I guess it's Ben's influence on you more.
Yes, it's terrible.
Like there's a tone shift, like where you just sound tired of the politics and trying to prove to people who you are and all that kind of thing. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think, aren't we all like sick of politics? Because I see Mubs come in sometimes and she's like, I don't want to do the serious news today because it's depressing. And people are so political. Certain people, it's not everybody. I mean, look at what's going on with Kanye West at the moment. He's also like frustrated by the fact that he can't have a point of view without people judging everything else he does by that point of view. If you like Kanye's music and you don't like his politics, you should be able to listen to his music.
I agree with you, but you're a person who changes people's lives on a daily basis. You might not know because you think you're talking bullshit most of the time, but you're actually not. You make people know that there's a different view to have, and sometimes whatever the media is saying is not the best view, not the only view that's out there.
All right, all the candidates. Now we're going to get you to do something interesting here. I've watched the show called Come Dine With Me, where they have these people, and then they all rate each other. So I want what I want to do now is I want Kyle to come up and give a score to Koketso, Nyakalo, Tandazo, and to Jameen. So come up here in the meantime, Kyle, and give them each a rating out of 10. And let's see who you rate of the other candidates.
Okay, let me... Can I first place them in positions and then rate them?
Yes, sure.
Cool. Let me think. I just checked her website, Koketso's website, and it was actually cool, so I'm going to put her at number one.
Ooh, okay.
And then now call her at number two because feminism.
Okay.
A strong advocate.
That's as good a reason as any. Okay.
I'm going to go with Jermaine.
Jameen, say it properly.
Tandazo was just very shady, like very shady. He made me very uncomfortable. But I guess this is personality, and if that's what you said for once, then that's good.
All right.
So in that order, can I just leave
that? That's fine. The order's good. All right. Very, very nice. Okay, Koketso, come up. It's your turn.
Very honest.
Now, Koketso, you don't have to. Don't feel bad. You might never see these people again in your life. This is really just you showing us how honest you are, what you think we need, which person here would be the most valuable to us, and you can't include yourself, so you don't have to worry.
Okay.
Who would you put up front?
Jermaine.
Oh,
okay. Did I say it right?
Jermaine. Yeah,
that's cool.
Jermaine.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like his personality. I'm going to put him in first place.
All right.
And then in second place, I'm going to put, what's your name again?
Tandazo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's really funny and he's honest.
Yeah, all right.
And then in third position, I would like to put...
Nyakalo. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. And then you put Kyle last.
I'm so sorry. Yes, he is hot.
Right. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
All right, very good. Well, there's some honesty from Koketso too. All right, Nyakalo, your turn. Come up and rate the rest. Let's see what you give them.
Well, I want gay friends.
Uh-oh. Oh, girl.
Really, I do. I need some drama in my life.
Oh, well.
So, Jameen and...
Spend 5 minutes with Sia.
And Tandazo, for me, I put them same level.
All right.
Koketso, yes, girl.
All right.
She's great.
All right.
And
Kyle's last again.
He's not last, but...
Oh. But according to the numbers.
Shame, man. Right. We must give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. There's Nyakalo. And now, Tandazo. We know you're not afraid, so rate these people.
I actually think that Jameen can take the land back for us. Like, he's really
going to take the land.
He's got that lando. Yeah. And then you guys are all on equal footing. Like,
all right.
But, yo,
so
our
he's
land,
up front,
our
huh? Jameen, all right. Jameen, what do you reckon? You don't have to rate yourself, but you got some high ratings.
Yeah, for me it's
Tandazo. Obvious.
Okay, Tandazo first because I mean he was a bit different, and then the others are all on the same level. Just not even far below. They're just like right there. I think all of them are interesting, kinda.
All right, kinda. Okay, well, listen. What we may end up doing is giving all of you a try and then figuring out, you know, who's the strongest based on your actual performance. Then we can do an internship for a little while and see how that goes. You never know. Thank you all for coming through this morning. And it's a very auspicious day because we're turning 4 tomorrow. So it's an important day to have you all here. We take you all very seriously. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be hand-picking one of you, if not just in this group. There's some others that we're going to talk to on Skype too, because they are either away or they live in another part of the country, and we want it to be an equal opportunity employer. So we're going to give everybody a chance. But in the meantime, this morning, a big thank you to Kyle, Koketso, Nyakalo, Tandazo, and also Jameen. Very nice to see you guys. All right, thank you. And thank you for joining us this morning.
This was fun.
Yeah, this is good. We've got a lot to think about.
interesting, to say the least, as
damn
well.
Damn straight, yeah.
Let's get to 9:01 so we can start drinking.
Yes, because Mabali is here for that.
Oh, can't we just start?
Well, it's our birthday. Oh. And not only our birthday, but tonight's the big Castle Light Unlocks show, which I think a lot of people are excited about.
And
Chance the Rapper in South Africa for the first time. Tomorrow's a public holiday. It's a great way to start the week. This may be the best Monday we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
you think about it, you know, as Mondays go, this is a damn fine one.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you on Wednesday between 6 and 9. And of course, if you want to listen to the rest of our brilliant lineup on cliffcentral.com, there's always stuff on, so you don't have to worry, even if it's a holiday. We find you all the stuff that you might have missed out on before, and we let you have an opportunity to hear it for the first time. That's all day today and all day tomorrow. There are a couple of live shows happening, including Auto Central, which comes on in a short while.
This is cliffcentral.com.